something like related to what I do, you know, who I'm with, not with, it's a sense of self that is independent of the better judgment of others, basically, is almost impossible to develop because we were programmed to, we learned about the world through the better judgment of others. Our mothers, fathers, you know, brothers, culture, everything. We as soon as we were pulled out of that identification with the real self, the soul self, there's an emptiness, there's a loneliness, there's such a need for connection that we then have to find it in everything else. And so one of the elements of this group and this program, you know, at this point is to sort of take and how do you develop just this, you know, what Wayne Dyer called the quiet love affair with yourself? How do you develop that in a way that isn't saying screw you to the world? Because there's two options you have right now. You either are in your world, or you're saying no to the world. But the world's still in charge of both decisions, right? It's like, I'm in it, I'm doing it, I've got my job, I got my relationship, I want my this, I'm doing these things, and all this stuff's going on. I'm either in it, or I'm going to go meditate. And it's like, and your meditation isn't a, like, falling in, you know, unifying within all things. It's a no to the world while I meditate. So there's your spiritual practice, and then there's, because I know you're talking about spiritual practice, there's your spiritual practice, and then there's your, like, worldly practice. And basically both of them are being commanded by the world. That's why it always feels like it's not quite full, it's not quite there. And so what we're after here, and your goals this year, and the work this year, is if you could just pleasantly be surprised and enjoy who you are in each moment. Just like, oh gosh, didn't know if that thing was growing there. if you were just this, like a child would be. Like if we could take your 2-year-old child that you were when you were 2 and put them in your body right now, they would be like, wow. What happened to my skin? Where are all these thoughts? What happened? And it would be just this miracle. But because you're so close, and it's just like this is just, it appears like this is like same thing yesterday, same again. I'm just slowly progressing through my life. It's not. It's like if each moment it was like a miracle to be you. How would you then relate to everybody else in your life? How would you relate to your work? How would you relate to the work if you were a miracle? Rather than, I have to get the miracles figured out and then it'll all come together. Does that make sense? So this is the tricky part of real mastery. And, you know, and this piece, I mean, you've got enough techniques. God, I threw, 8,000 techniques at you throughout the program. You can pick any one of 100, and every one of them will lead to mastery if you decide to discipline those. These meditations that we're doing are good. We're going to do we have the morning meditation, the evening meditation. These are just more ways to discipline. Do you get up in the morning and really run through your chakras, or are you running through the world's chakras that are telling you what your chakras should be doing? You know, it's like, oh, the world's telling me this. And of course, all your chakras are out there. You see them all out there, you know. Everything, your house, the first chakra and second chakra is how we're feeling about each other and how you all are feeling right now. And I'm like, oh God, what should I be feeling? Because what if they're not, you know, what if they're having a bad time right now? But me letting your energies control, of course, what you're doing right now in your energy is affecting my second chakra. It's affecting how I'm talking and what I'm going to express, right? It's affecting how I'm connecting with you. I can't help it. Whatever's going on in your energy field is I can only work with that. But it's not in command of my second chakra. Okay? Or, which would mean that I'm either commanded by you, I'm like, oh God, I gotta, oh geez, these guys are a little down here. They're not quite, nobody's having a big smile yet. I could be worried about that. Or I could just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna talk. But to actually be in relationship with you and really not lose me in the process and say, this is the game. The game is, how do I come into this deep, intimate relationship with all of you and not lose myself in the process? Because it won't matter whether you're going to work or whether you're in your relationship or with your children or with us, how well you come into relationship, it's just the healing work. The more healing work you do, the more you learn how to manage intimacy. You know, how many of you do healings on even just on a semi-annual basis? You know, a few healings, yeah. You're doing. Okay. Are you doing the full spectrum healings, the ones we taught you in school?
Yes.
Okay. Every time you do one of those, you're practicing what I'm talking about right here. And I want you to be more conscious of that. That you're practicing not just doing a healing, which would mean there's an object, you know, there's an object relationship with this person, you're doing the healing. You're sharing with them your enthusiasm for life at the level that they can absorb it. Right? Because they can't take anything more than they can take. You're forcing more, just makes it hurt more, makes it a problem. So that sort of like, how do you blend? How do you feel that place? Okay? So let's just start with, we got an hour. I want to go around and do your goal, right? That's our, you know, what's your goal for the year and how are you gonna do this? But I wanna set the table that's what we're after. Above everything else, and we'll do your chart, and we'll do your lower self and higher self, we'll go deeper into that and you know, tweak your archetypes and all that stuff. We're going to, you know, make that chart, you know, a real truth. Rather than being true, you want it to be a truth, where you read it and you're just like, yeah, that's so, it's just been me since the day I was born. So I want to do that, but just, how are you all doing? What's, you know, what happened when you walked in the room this year? What's going on?
So, do you just want me to start babbling, or
No. just kind of like I want to just kind of get a feel for where is everybody? What happens now? Like is it scary to be in here now, where your chakras, where you thought you were free, right? And now you're back, and it's and your chakras now have to realize again that they've got little fiefdoms and you've got to take them off their pedestal and you got to bring them down into humbleness and you know, it's hard to let go of some things. So I mean, what's going on? Or are you just like, bring it on, I'm ready to change, you know, what's going on?
So I didn't know I was coming back until like 8 days before I decided, and it's because my work life is overwhelming everything else in my life, so it seems like one huge long day.
Yeah.
This last year, and so it was, I don't know, I had a dream where Arden was talking to us, and she was talking about this master class. I didn't quite get the context, but I woke up at 4:44 a.m. so I'm like, oh, it's a sign. And that's when I contacted Joyce. But one of the things that, you know, it's just become obvious since for yesterday when we've all been talking about it, that like I know this stuff, you know. And I had mentioned this to you before in class, like I know it, I can read it, you know, yep, there it is right there, but like I don't know it, like I don't fully use it all the time. And I know, and this goes into my rule keeper thing, which is going to be part of my goal, is that, you know, I don't have to know everything, but I do need to spread this around in my life, because just like you said now, it's like I do my morning meditation, I have all these other spiritual practices that I do, but, you know, I do them over here.
Right.
And honestly, I don't think that You know, and it's not very positive thinking, but I don't think doing those things in my work life is going to make that better, because it's just this volume, crushing volume of work. And I do use the profiles and things like that during my normal day all the time. But so to go back, one of my feeling about this, so when I left school, I don't know if you saw my video, but after we graduated, I felt like I was numb, like my rule keeper had done that to me again. And so I don't know what it was, weeks or days later, but I did a meditation where I spoke to him, and he was, you know, standing in front of me, and basically I told him that I appreciated all the protection he had provided over the years, but I had to be in charge of deciding when I was going to be numb or not. And I thought I made a great breakthrough. I mean, it was at the time, but looking back now, he slipped back in. Like, I'm just going through my life, like, you know, just weathering the storm, basically, just waiting for something to change and hoping that I can make it until that change happens to me, because I let things happen to me all the time. I don't, like, direct them. So, anyway, I was numb. At that time, I came to awaken. That evening, I had a huge breakdown and actually let all the emotions out that I had been holding back. But it's at that point that it really hit me that I wasn't going to see some of these people realistically. I mean, I wasn't going to see some of them ever again. And I felt so close. So then summer just happened, a bunch of stuff, you know, things not just with work, but other things happened. And then had that message or whatever to come back. But then I started feeling like, oh my God, because I knew a few people were going to be here, but I was just afraid, like my larger group wasn't going to be there. And what's it going to be like? You know, and I'm still not sure on that. But it's going to be different. I know that. And I think just in the last day, I've realized there are some things, there's a tremendous amount of stuff I learned from the last 3 years with those people.
Yeah.
But that taught me something else that I have to do. And that's like be more, where I learned that I need people. That was the big thing for 3 years. Now I need to learn that I don't need people. Like that I don't need to rely on people just to make me feel good. Like, it's great having them in my life, and I love having the stuff mirrored back and everything that we learn.
Yeah.
But I still need to be able to maintain my core without having these people around.
Well, and keep in mind that your core does have the lower three chakras, and they do need people.
Right.
So you can't, the idea that you can be, that's why it's like it's all or nothing, right? It's all in or all out. The key is how do you blend the two?
Exactly, yeah.
And so you're struggling with the rule keeper, which is black and white. And a lot of you are struggling with,
except for Wendy.
We call it except rule keeper recovery.
Except for Wendy.
Club.
Except for Wendy, I don't think Wendy struggles quite as much with the rule keeper. But actually, that's not true. That's really where you go when you get in trouble. But the idea that what you were saying in there at the very beginning was this idea that I haven't gotten it yet is it's going to be a little bit of a letdown when you do get it, because because you're going to realize that getting it means not getting it. So the acceptance that you're never going to get it, you're never going to be cool, you're never going to be sort of like I'm on it. You know, the whole objective of being a human is this experience of just always, like, never knowing exactly what's about to happen next, and being totally okay with it is the key. Not because I'm not okay with it because I have some tricky little skill that I use. The meditations aren't designed to sort of guard you from life. Okay, they're designed to open you to the fact that even in the meditation, I have no idea what's coming. The bowl plays, it's like, what's happening now? When a bowl plays, it's like, what did you just feel? And so, and it comes out of nowhere, and you don't have any control over that. You have control over what you do with it, but not about receiving it. The problem is that we try to go the other way. The rule keeper tries to control what comes in. Okay, and that's by its nature. That's why, you know, the rule keeper never lives a human life. It's a machine. You end up living in a machine. You try to be a perfect something, and I'll control that. So I get what you're saying. That was good. Wendy's back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, you were such a great year last year.
I don't know where else to go.